Yes, delicious. Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now, what's your favorite kind of tea? Green tea? Black tea? Oolong cha? Or do you like matcha? More cha? Did you know that matcha is a superfood? Today we're going to find out how to make matcha. Yes, that's one thing we will learn, how to make matcha. And then we'll learn about the health benefits of matcha. Friends, the name of the lesson is matcha, M-A-T-C-H-A. Personally, I prefer to say it in Chinese, mo cha. So let's begin learning about mo cha now.
Matcha. What is super about this superfood? Matcha has been around for centuries. In Japan, powerful rulers and warriors drank matcha together as a way to improve relationships. Now people gather in cafes and coffee shops to drink this tasty tea. Matcha is a type of green tea with its own distinct flavor. That is because matcha is made by grinding the entire tea leaf into a powder. This powder is mixed into hot, not boiling, water to create a relaxing drink.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天第一个重点，我们看 warrior 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 war， 战争这个名词，所以 warrior 是指战士或武士。例如 ，samurai warriors were respected and feared in ancient Japan。在以前的日本，武士受到极高的尊重跟敬畏。或者是 the bold warrior later became the general of the legion。这个勇猛的战士后来成为罗马军团的将军。继续我们看的是 distinct 这个形容词 ,S-T-I-N-C-T 这个字根有突出物的意思。所以 distinct 是指明显的、突出的或者是显著的。例如 the singer's distinct voice and excellent skills got her the first prize. 这位歌手特殊的音色以及优越的技巧让他赢得了首奖。或者是 the distinct smell of stinky tofu repels many foreigners.臭豆腐与众不同的臭味让许多老外退避三舍。
这是some good, good drink.
Oh yes, nice matcha.
Matcha.
Rebecca, do you like matcha?
It's delicious. It's so good. It's like, it tastes so healthy.
Okay, well here we go. We're going to talk about superfoods right now because this is considered a superfood. Okay.What is super about this superfood? And what is super about all kinds of superfood? Well, there are different superfoods out there. Can you think of some superfoods, Rebecca?
Let me think. Good superfood. Yeah. Actually, the first one that comes to my mind is it's called greens.
Oh, greens?
It's a type of drink powder that you add to your juice or you add to smoothies, which is like fruit that's blended up and has fruits and vegetables in it and some other stuff.Superfood.
Okay, greens, excellent. A superfood is a kind of food that is rich in nutrients. It has a lot of nutrients, and it's especially beneficial to your health. And I think of almonds, broccoli, Greek yogurt improves your digestion, okay? Green tea, salmon, these are all examples of superfoods.
Ooh, and they are delicious. I know they're healthy, but boy, some superfoods can be very, very, very good.Well, we're learning about matcha, which is a type of superfood. And we read matcha has been around for centuries. So for a long time. But seeing this word century, what do the guys have to say about this word century? I guess we're going to have to join them now and see what they have to say.
Yes, in the info cloud.
Besides using numbers to measure years, we can also use words like decade, century, and millennium.
So decade refers to a period of 10 years. Although any period of 10 years may be called a decade, this word is usually used to describe the 10th digit of a calendar year. So the 1960s and the 1970s are different decades in the 20th century.
And century is used to describe a period of 100 years. We are now in the 21st century.
And finally, millennium refers to a period of 1,000 years.
Okay, now there is another word that can denote a number of years, and that is the word score. Score is a period of 20 years.
But this definition of score is now considered outdated and is seldom used in modern English, except in a couple of well-known places.
Right. When Abraham Lincoln was president, he gave a speech called the Gettysburg Address. It opened with the famous line, 47 years ago.
So what year was Lincoln referring to? Well, a score is 20. 80. 87. Lincoln delivered the speech in 1863. So 1863 minus 87 equals 1776, the year the USA became an independent nation.
Another reference of score used in this way comes from the Bible. 70 years and 10 describes man's average lifespan. So how many years is that? Well, 70 equals 3 times 20, or 60. Adding 10 to 70 produces 70.
英文有几个字是用来表示特定的年份。 Decade表示10年, century是100年, 也就是一个世纪, 一个millennium是1000年, 还有一个字score, score有着20的意思, 所以也可以指一个20年的时期, 但这个用法呢现在已经很少人在用了, 除了两个著名的典故之外, 一个是1863年 林肯总统发表的盖茨堡演讲, 这篇演讲有一个著名的开场, 47 years ago. 4×20=80, 再加7 years, 7年, 87年以前 指的就是1776年 美国开国的那一年。 另一个著名的score是出自圣经, 讲到人的寿命是 70 years and 10, 也就是70年, 但他的下一句话是说, 若是强壮, 人是可以活到80岁的。 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, Gabe, I just love my matcha.
Yes, this is very delicious. However, Rebecca, here, say this after me, 抹茶.
抹茶?
Yeah. That's what it's called in Chinese.
Oh, but matcha, that's the English?
Yeah, you're right. That's what we call it in English, but I prefer the 抹茶. So
okay, so from now on, we'll say 抹茶.
Let's do that.
And okay.
So we continue here. In Japan, powerful rulers and warriors drank 抹茶 together as a way to improve relationships. And tea or coffee or some kind of drink is a good way to improve relationships, right? Drinking something together.
Yes, indeed. Well, we read, now people gather in cafes and coffee shops to drink this tasty tea. 抹茶, did I say it right?
Yeah.
抹茶 is a type of green tea with its own distinct flavor. Oh, it's good, all right. I enjoy it.
Yes, it is. You know, I don't make 抹茶 very well. I like the way some people make it. You know, they add that cream on top and it just looks really delicious with that green ring around the rim. That is a nice cup of 抹茶.
Ooh, it looks so good in the picture there. Well, anyway, we already read that 抹茶 is a type of green tea with its own distinct flavor. That is because 抹茶 is made by grinding the entire tea leaf into a powder. Okay, so oftentimes when I have tea, it's the tea leaves put into a bag, the tea bag, Matcha is ground into a powder.
Yes.
Tea leaf is ground into a powder.
And it's a really fine powder, as you can see in this photo, okay? So this, of course, is mixed into hot but not boiling water to create a relaxing drink. So you can kind of see the process of making matcha here. Now, it's very interesting because when you make most teas, right, you want it to be really, really hot water, right?
Well, yes, and sometimes we actually prefer it to be boiling. Because that helps with the tea. Yeah, it's just much better that way.
But that's not the case with matcha. Now, there's a related word. We're talking about temperatures, right? You can have really hot water, boiling water, really cold water. But what if you leave something sitting out for a while? So it's not really hot and it's not really cold.
Gabe, I know.
Rebecca?
It's lukewarm.
Wait, Luke is my friend.
No, I'm not talking about your friend. I'm talking about the temperature of water. If it's not hot and it's not cold, it's right in the middle, we call that lukewarm.
Got some lukewarm water. You know what? Many people say hot coffee is great, cold coffee is good, but lukewarm coffee is terrible.
Yeah, this tea is lukewarm. Can you please warm it up? Our my soup has been sitting out way too long. Now it is lukewarm. I think if something is supposed to be hot, it should be hot, not lukewarm.
All right, well, friends, we've learned a little bit about the history of matcha and how to make it, and we're also going to find out about the health benefits. So, stay tuned. That is delicious. Well, Rebecca, I'm so glad that you could join me here. And I'm glad that we have some matcha to help us in our conversation.
This matcha is so good. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. It's not lukewarm.
It's not lukewarm.
Just right.
Well, Rebecca,
yes.
This is such a wonderful tea because it really helps people improve their relationships when they can drink this tea together.
Yes. And you know, Gabe, have you considered the health benefits to drinking matcha?
No, I haven't. Rebecca, tell me.
Well, we're going to find out in the next reading of our lesson.
I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
Matcha. Matcha has become very popular in recent years due to its many health benefits. Some people even call it a superfood for good reason. Matcha can help your immune system so you get sick less often. It also contains cancer-fighting properties. In addition, matcha can help balance blood sugar levels and assist with weight loss. Matcha is traditionally known for helping people to be both relaxed and alert. If you are trying to avoid caffeine, however, be careful. Matcha may help you relax, but it also contains more caffeine than regular green tea.
OK, 接下来我们看 property 这个名词。 Property 在这里是指特性、性能或属性。 例如, ginseng contains properties that can revitalize your body. 人参具有活化身体的属性, 或者是, this herb has medicinal properties that can ease stomach aches. 这个香草具有药性可以疏解腹痛。 Property 也可以指房地产, 例如, George bought this property for $150,000 5 years ago. George 5年前以15万美金买了这笔房地产。 最后我们看的是 balance 这个动词， balance 是指使平衡或者是使均衡。 例如 Sean is trying to balance work and family, but he's not very successful. Sean 试着要平衡工作与家庭，但是不太成功。 balance 也只是账目能够截屏。 例如 Minnie has trouble balancing her checkbook. Minnie 不太会平衡支票簿中的账目。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so here in our lesson, we're continuing learning about mocha. And we read that mocha has become very popular in recent years due to its many health benefits. This is what I was talking about, Gabe. Mocha has a lot of health benefits. Are you okay?
Are we able to continue teaching without our mocha?
Yes, Gabe, I promise. Everything's going to be okay.
Okay.
We're talking about due to.
Okay, due to.
Due to time, we cannot stop and go get more mocha.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so this phrase, due to, Gabe, are you going to be okay?
I will be fine. Okay, let me think. You know, due to a lack of mocha, Gabe was unable to continue teaching.
Oh, no, Gabe. You have to continue teaching.
Okay.
Okay, so talking about this phrase, due to, let's see. I've got another example sentence. The bus was late due to an accident on the road. I hope that wasn't the bus you needed to catch, Gabe.
Oh, man, I can't think of anything like buses when I don't have my mocha. However, I do have a very good example. I believe the book became popular due to the movie's success. So people watched the movie and they loved it. And then so a lot more people started reading the book due to the movie's success. Was
that
good?
And that was an excellent example. Well said. Of course, here's another example. Mabel wasn't able to come last night due to her class schedule. And of course, talking about mocha, it has become very popular due to its many health benefits. This is what we need to talk about, these health benefits. Some people even call it a superfood for good reason. It helps the immune system.
Yes, which is why I miss my cup of mocha. But we continue here. Mocha can help your immune system so you get sick less often, which is a good thing. It also contains cancer-fighting properties. That means there are things inside of it that help to fight cancer.
And here's another health benefit. In addition, mocha can help balance blood sugar levels and assist with weight loss. But for those of you who think you need to lose weight, you probably really don't.
Oh, well, anyway, if you do think you do, maybe mocha can help. But we see here mocha is traditionally known for helping people to be both relaxed and alert, a hard combination to have together. We see if you are trying to avoid caffeine, however, be careful. And before we move on, if you have caffeine, you know, that can really help you stay awake and alert. But do you ever like decaf drinks, Rebecca?
I do like decaf drinks. When I think of this word decaf, I usually think about coffee, decaf coffee. I don't drink coffee, so I don't think about decaf coffee for me, but I know other people would prefer decaf coffee, like Gabe.
That's right. Recently, I found some great decaf or decaffeinated coffee. And I love this because it means I can have coffee at night, because if I have caffeine after like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I won't be able to sleep well.
I'll take decaf tea, thank you.
All right.
Anyway, mocha may help you relax, but it contains more caffeine than regular green tea, so please be careful. Well, anyway, friends, I encourage you to try mocha, but right now, it's time for us to sing
it
out.
Oh, it's so good. What is this thing right here?
Matcha, cha 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 cha.
It's a drink so good it'll make you say ah.
Matcha, cha 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 cha. It's better than drinking coffee la.
Matcha, cha 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 cha. Do you wanna drink something else?
Nuh-uh. Matcha, cha 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 cha.
What is this thing all about? What is matcha anyway? Well, let me tell you. You might know it as mocha.
It's a wonderful drink.
It's actually a superfood. And it looks delicious. Green, just like this.
Aw, yeah. What is this?
Here we go.
Matcha, cha-cha-cha-cha. It's a drink so good, it'll make you say, ah. Matcha, cha-cha-cha-cha. It's better than drinking cafela. Matcha, cha-cha-cha-cha. Do you want to drink something else?
Nuh-uh.
Matcha, cha-cha-cha-cha. Go Bell so long. Oh, yeah. I've got two matchas. Hey, give it back. Come on. Matcha. Cha-cha, cha-cha, cha. If the drink's so good, it'll make you say, ah. Matcha. Cha-cha, cha-cha, cha. It's better than drinking cafela. Matcha. Cha-cha, cha-cha, cha. Do you want to drink something else now?
Nuh-uh.
Matcha. Cha-cha, cha-cha, cha. So good.
Oh, is this green tea?
Yes, it's matcha.
Oh, is it new?
No, it's been around for centuries. It's Japanese tea.
Mmm, it has its own distinct flavor.
That's because matcha is made by grinding the entire leaf into powder.
And the powder is mixed into boiling water?
No, it's mixed into hot, not boiling water.
Mmm, and it creates a very relaxing drink.
Yes, it's actually become very popular in recent years due to its many health benefits.
Health benefits? Like what?
It's said to help your immune system.
So you get sick less often.
Perhaps. It also contains properties that might help fight cancer.
Oh, that's a big benefit.
Mm-hmm. In addition, matcha may help balance blood sugar levels.
That's amazing. Too bad it can't help me lose weight.
Actually, it may even assist with weight loss.
Wow, that's great.
Traditionally, it's for helping people to be relaxed and alert.
Wow, matcha tea is a superfood.
But if you're trying to avoid caffeine, be careful.
Why is that?
It's got a lot of caffeine.
Really? How matcha?
A nice new glass of matcha.
Mm-hmm, that has a lot of health benefits. Friends, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.